Good morning. Now I'm speaking with Jude Stoddart, who is the Joint Senior of the Year for the Inner West Council. The recognition is for your work with the Asylum Seeker Centre. Tell us a little bit about the Asylum Seeker Centre at Newtown.
The Asylum Seeker Centre is a voluntary organisation supported entirely by voluntary effort. I think there's very little, any form of government grant at all. And it seeks to try and help people seeking asylum sort of get their bearings in Australia or in Sydney in particular. They run a service that helps people look at, you know, what their finances are, where they're living, how they can find work, look after their health needs. It tries to provide a whole service that supports people, because when they come, most people have absolutely nothing. They have very few possessions and they've lost so much of their lives. And it's a place where they can come and hopefully feel safe and get some very practical assistance.
You are yourself older, as Sam Iskander, who just announced to everybody that he's 67. And it turns out that just because you're older doesn't mean you can't have fun.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know about everybody else, but I've led a good life and I continue to enjoy it. And actually, I'm fortunate enough to be, although the age I am, I'm fortunate enough to be pretty reasonably fit, but I do try and have to keep fit. It doesn't come naturally. I have to work at it. And I think that's important because I want to stay doing things for as long as I can, because I've been interested in everything in the world in my life and I don't want to stop now.
There's still so much to do.
Absolutely. I mean, actually, there's more and more to do, I think.
Do you believe what some people say, that there is an epidemic of loneliness in Australia at the moment?
Well, I can understand it, because I think that it's hard for people. I mean, as I say, I've got the relative privilege of being reasonably fit. And also, you know, I work for 40 years and so I have a little bit of money so I can participate in things. But if you're poorly, if you're sick, and if you worked hard in jobs that didn't pay you very much, then I think life can be hard, and it's hard to take part in things because you can't afford the fares, you can't afford the entry fees. I think there should be many more things that are made free to people who are not able to afford the entry fee or the whatever. I mean, I think the gold pass for the Opal is great because it lets people travel around and do things, but you know, there's plenty of things that still charge a lot of money.
There are, and Inner West Council is the provider of a lot of very affordable activities like today. Here we are at a seniors affair, a free event at the Addison Road Community Centre. Now, can I ask you, do you experience ageism and discrimination?
Well, I think it's a difficult one because, you know, I feel sometimes that you know, I've done many, many things in my life, and many things that I'm proud of, and many things I'm probably not so proud of. But I've actually, you know, I'm a woman who worked for 40 years full time, and sometimes when I am out and about, people treat me as if I've never done anything in my life, and that somehow I, you know, there's a danger of. I just was talking at the festival, and I just said that there's a danger of people treating seniors as if one size fits all. And actually we don't. We're as different in our older years as we are all our lives. And it's really important that councils and services recognise that. And I think the Inner West Council is making a real effort to do exactly that, to actually recognise that we stay different, you know. And that's a good thing. And that's the nice thing we can get from each other, is that we're different.
Diversity is important.
Oh, I think it's... Honestly, it always sounds trite when you say it adds richness to your life, but actually it does. And can I say, working with asylum seekers has also been a really rewarding experience. It's not a one-way street. I have learned so much, and I've actually made some good friends, and you know, I've learned about cultures, and I really... I'm full of respect for people's resilience and their energy, and actually I love the difference. I love learning about things differently.
What you're telling us is, after 40 years of full-time work, you can still volunteer and find it enriching.
Absolutely. I think it's really worth it, because one of the things also about volunteering, or one of the things I found about retiring, and you were talking about loneliness, is that you suddenly find yourself at home. And I think, well, you know, I used to be out 12 hours a day working, you know, what do I do? And it took me some time to work out a bit of a structure in my life so that I could actually keep going and keep things. And I found it was as important. I had to be slightly encouraged into physical exercise. It was not one of my great things I've done all my life. You know, I spent too long in the office. And so I've taken up sports, and I go twice a week to a great seniors fitness group. And it's an hour and a half of fitness twice a week, and it's such a great group of people. It's good humoured. You know, we joke that we've only got one good body between us all, but actually it doesn't stop us doing a lot of things, and I feel a million times better for it. But you also need something for your mind, and so actually I do find the work around helping both as a job advisor and as an education advisor at the Asylum Seekers Centre is really good, because it makes me discover new things. I have to understand new systems. I have to find ways around them. I have to use my problem solving. And for me, it makes me feel better about the skills I've spent my lifetime learning. I can use them.
Jude Stoddart, Joint Senior Citizen of the Year for Inner West Council, thank you very much for joining us today on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century.
Thanks very much indeed. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.